You can DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. Carrie sent us this.
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I are split on this. Thought I'd reach out to you guys. My 19-year-old daughter is coming to visit for spring break in a couple of weeks. Obviously, this is a rite of passage for college kids. I'm glad she's coming to stay with me instead of heading to some tropical location with half-naked guys and beer bongs.
Okay.
My problem is she's bringing her new boyfriend, and we have only one guest room, her old room. I think they'll be okay to sleep in her old room. My husband thinks we need to have him sleep on the couch in the family room. What do you guys think? Do I let them sleep in the same room?
Oh. Well, I mean, what's the rite of passage? Is she talking about the rite of passage, doing it in your parents' room, house for the very first time?
No, sir. No.
Is that the rite of passage she's talking about?
She just wants to make sure he has a comfortable place to stay, and maybe she's thinking the couch isn't the most comfy, but I feel the same way as a dad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, respectfully, let's sleep in separate rooms when they're in mom and dad's house.
I wonder if that's been approached. You know, I mean, obviously, you know your daughter way more than we do. So, you know, you can say or know what she's, you know, maybe she's already, you know, approached the subject and like, hey, going to be bringing him, you know.
Let's be respectful. Let's,
I don't know. I don't know how you've approached it. Maybe you know your daughter, and so you can say, look, no hanky-panky while we're here. And, you know, she'll respect that.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to respect that, though?
I mean, if you're trying to make a good impression on your significant other's parents.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the last thing you're going to want to do is do that, right?
Well.
What do you mean, well?
Well,
have you done that?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah.
See, you know what? Bethany, she texts in and says, even if they sleep separate, they're going to sneak into a room as soon as the parents are asleep.
Well,
no way around it.
But okay.
No way around it.
All right.
Nature's going to call.
Nature. Nature is
Nature's going to call.
Yeah. I would say sleep on the couch. Have him sleep on the couch. I just wouldn't. I don't know.
I remember going on vacation with my now wife's family for the very first time. And we slept in the same room, but different. They had different beds.
Okay.
And so
and how old were you?
I was 21, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was 21. So a little bit older than that. But I remember that we would sleep in the same bed, but then in the morning we'd roll into our own beds. So, you know. It
just in case mom
popped in
her head in and say, hey, rise and shine, honeys.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Amy checks in and says, I understand how dad feels, but they're already together at college.
Well,
you know.
Oh,
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think it's just a respect thing, though.
All right. Well, again, you know your daughter more better than we do, so you can have the conversation. You know, maybe you get on board for this first time with your husband and say, hey, you know, maybe this first time we try to keep you all separate.
Yes.
But you know, it's not the 1950s anymore, Kelly.
Okay, great.
I mean, nature's going
to
call.
We try to help them make good choices.
Right. Right. Of course. Of course.
Yes.
I mean, I know.
Invite them to make bad choices.
Listen, I know that I've got 19-year-old daughters, and if they brought home a boy, I would probably be hesitant to allow them to sleep in the same room.
Okay,
at the same time, I also understand how 19-year-olds are.
But what would you, but you would say, let's sleep in separate rooms, separate spaces, right? That's what you would say.
I would think that. I don't know how I would act on that because it hasn't happened yet. So.
Well, you better figure it out just in case. just in case you're faced with that very scenario in the near future.
That freight train's coming down the track, I think. So anyways, all right. Well, hey, would love to hear what happened when you met your parents or your significant other's parents for the very first time. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear those stories on the way. What started off as Carrie, our listener, excited that her daughter's coming home for spring break, bringing her new boyfriend, and wondering where she should sleep with him. Husband says boyfriend goes on the couch. Carrie's,
she stays in her own room.
Carrie's like, well, they could probably stay in her old room, which is now the guest room. So, there are a couple people that are checking in. Leslie, hey, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Parents aren't going to be with them 100% of the time. Plus, they're adults, so return the respect to your daughter in her choices. And then Beth was like, hey, ask the daughter. She may have already decided what to do. Maybe she would be embarrassed to be in the same room with the boyfriend at her parents' house.
I mean, that's the way that I would approach it. I would be like, yeah, no, I don't. That's just, that feels like weird. Let's just sleep in separate spaces while we're with my parents at their house.
What crazy thing happened when you met your significant other's parents for the first time? Leslie checks back in and says it was Christmas Eve. Was at my parents, left to go to my house. He was at his parents for Christmas Eve, invited me over. It was on the way home for me. It was very late. His parents were already in bed when I got there. We watched a movie, fell asleep, wound up having Christmas breakfast with the family the next morning.
Hi, everybody. Nice to
meet you. Hey, my name's Leslie. Hi there.
And they're married now with a one-year-old, so that worked out.
Dave checked in, not the very first time, but it was early on in my ex's relationship. Went over to her house to eat dinner. Her mom cooked some kind of awful soup that really wasn't into, but ate as much of it anyways to be nice.
Oh, gosh.
Still had some left over. The mom asked why I didn't eat it all. I lied, said I had a little to eat earlier and was full. Cue about 10 minutes. Someone brought out Oreos. I was eating a few.
Oh, no.
My ex's mom grabs the little box of Oreos and basically throws them in my face and says, oh, you're hungry enough for Oreos, but obviously too full for my soup.
Oh, no.
I tried to play it off, but let's just say it became very awkward after that.
That is aggressive.
Wow,
that's really aggressive.
That is.
On mom's part. Come on now. Don't be confrontational about how much people eat at your house.
Chip said, we had driven up to Chicago where my girlfriend's parents lived to visit for a weekend. Mom said to her just before we took off, just swing by the office, her parents are dentists, so you can get a cleaning while you're up here. I will also schedule a chair for Chris as well. So my first meeting with her parents involved her mom cleaning my teeth while asking me questions. Have to admit, it was nice.
that was great.
You know what? Not bad.
That's not bad.
You know, being the son of a dentist, I do. Yep. I
can appreciate that.
I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chip said, my dad met my girlfriend for the very first time wearing nothing but his whitey tighties.
Oh!
When he walked over and shook hands, I wanted to die.
Oh, you know what? That, I can relate to that one in respect to my roommate and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them 2 hours warning that my parents were coming to the apartment.
Yeah.
They came out. She was wearing a t-shirt and underwear. He was just wearing his tighty whiteys. And that's how they met my parents. Thank goodness I wasn't dating them.
That is funny.
So awkward. I was so like, are you kidding me right now?
Last one. Let's get to Quinn. First time I met my then girlfriend's parents. It was kind of a spur of the moment after a movie matinee. Ate my share of popcorn at the movie. Love that stuff. But man, it makes me poop cannonballs.
What? Oh, that's a lot of information. That's deep sharing.
We got to her house, said hello, were sitting down to dinner when I got the deep down rumble and excused myself.
No, 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 no.
Took a dump that would have suffocated Harambe. Couldn't find the plunger. Had to walk back into the dining room and ask where it was. Her mom was appalled, but I think the dad was proud.
Oh, my gosh.
However, we broke up shortly after that.
Yeah, I don't know how the relationship survives that one.
Oh, shoot.
It either solidifies it like you're in the family or not coming back.
Oh, my gosh. That too much. I love that. All right.
That was very descriptive. Thank you for saying all of that.
Thank you for painting a picture with your words.
Uh-huh.
All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs there on 99.7 DJX.